In this bulletin, coalition to finalize new climate stance as party drops net zero target. Heavy rainfall destroys makeshift shelters in Gaza. And in sport, Socceroos coach says the team must improve after losing to Venezuela. Good morning from the SBS newsroom. I'm Assam Al-Ghadid. The coalition will hold a joint party room meeting today to cement its official opposition climate policy. The meeting follows both the Nationals and Liberals separately deciding to dump their commitment to Australia's net zero by 2050 policy, a shift seen as a major victory for the Liberals' right faction and Nationals leader David Littleproud. Moderates have criticized the move as a capitulation on Susan Lee's part, while Labour and the Greens argue voters have already emphatically rejected the coalition's stance on climate, including its embrace of nuclear energy. But the opposition leader has told Channel 9 she does not believe she has allowed the Nationals' leader to gain the upper hand.
This is all commentary. I'm not interested in the commentary. I'm interested in getting out there and fighting for Australians who are hurting badly right now with a declining cost of living, and I'm fighting for that next generation.
Heavy rains have flooded makeshift camps across Gaza, leaving hundreds of tents soaked and families standing amid mud and pooled sewage. Aid groups say the downpour struck some of the most densely packed displacement sites, wetting bedding, clothing, and essential supplies. United Nations spokesperson Stefan Dujarric says relief teams are struggling to keep up with the scale of need. He warns that thousands of families are now exposed to harsh weather and worsening health risks.
Sadly, hundreds of tents and makeshift shelters were flooded due to today's intense rains that had a harsh impact on people across Gaza. We fear that thousands of displaced families are now left fully exposed to the harsh weather elements, increased by health and protection concerns.
Footage from Gaza shows children trying to clear water from around their tents, while adults attempt emergency repairs with whatever materials they can find. The flooding comes as aid agencies say vital shelter equipment remains stuck outside Gaza, awaiting approval as a ceasefire continues to hold. Australia's Sudanese community is calling on the government to step up support for civilians caught up in a bloody civil war that has continued to escalate over recent weeks. Hundreds have rallied in Sydney to condemn widespread atrocities, particularly in the city of El Fasher, which was recently seized by the rebel Rapid Support Forces militia. The group's war with the Sudanese army has killed tens of thousands and displaced around 12 million people in what the UN calls the world's worst humanitarian crisis. Abdullah Ali is an executive member of the Sudanese Australian Advocacy Network.
We want to get the Australian society much more involved in this, and that will definitely put some pressure on the Australian government. The Australian government recently has been talking about this. The Australian government has signed recently a joint statement by the European community, which is good. The Australian government has secured extra 10 million during the last week to support the humanitarian needs of the Sudanese people. So that's good, but it is still not enough.
Scientists in South Australia are asking the public to help conduct surveys aimed at monitoring the health of the state's koala population. Citizen scientists can download an app co-developed with the CSIRO to record the location and details of their koala sightings. The Great Koala Count aims to determine the impact of drought, disease, bushfires, and other threats to the species. Flinders University professor Karen Burke De Silva helped organize the initiative, which has national implications. She says South Australian koalas could be moved in the future to repopulate the East Coast.
I think koalas are a very iconic Australian species, and the fact that they are now listed as endangered along the East Coast of Australia is really quite a sad story. But the fact that we have a rich and in many places growing population of koalas in Victoria and South Australia, that really gives us hope that even if things get even worse on the East Coast, those populations down south are going to be able to sustain the rest of the population.
In football, Socceroos coach Tony Popovic says the team need to make improvements following the 1-0 friendly loss to Venezuela in Houston, Texas. Preparing for the Australians' sixth consecutive appearance at the World Cup, Popovic fielded an experimental side as he continues to assess his squad ahead of the finals in the US, Canada, and Mexico. The head coach gave international debuts to four players, including Melbourne City goalkeeper Patrick Beach, and the 22-year-old intervened on several occasions to keep Australia in contention. Beach says he wanted more for the team.
It's disappointing not to get the result, the win. That's what we're trying to do every single game. I thought we played very well in certain patches and stuff, and obviously Venezuela had the ball a lot of the time, and we dug in deep and defended really well when we needed to at times, but yeah, just unfortunately we couldn't get the result.
With the latest from the SBS Newsroom, I'm Assam Al-Ghalib.